Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on GST Bachat Utsav, tax benefits in the festive season. The participants are Vivek Johri, former chairperson CBIC, and Niharika Bhuania, anchor.
Hello and good evening. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Spotlight. And well, there is a season of cheer all around. You're with me, Niharika, and today we dive into another interesting conversation on the GST Bachat Utsav and the reforms that they are likely to bring in our economy. Joining us today is former chairperson of Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, Mr. Vivek Johri. Good evening, Mr. Johri. Thank you so much for joining us on Spotlight today.
Good evening, Niharika. Thank you very much for having me over on your program.
So before I can pick your brains about these reforms that have been put in place, let's just listen to what the Prime Minister has to say about the GST Bachat Utsav.
Desh Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan ke liye ek aur mahatvapurn aur bada kadam utha raha hai. Next generation GST reforms. Is GST Bachat Utsav mein aapki bachat badhegi aur aap अपनी पसंद की चीजों को और ज्यादा आसानी से खरीद पाएंगे.
Right, Mr. Johri. So, like the Prime Minister mentioned, the impetus is to increase savings. And I would just like to start with your thoughts on why these reforms can actually be called revolutionary. If you can just give us a brief thought on that.
Three reasons I can think of, you know, why these reforms are so important. One, reduce the overall tax burden on the end consumer with regard to a very wide range of goods, including items of mass consumption, aspirational goods, you know, medical devices, medical equipment, almost everything that you commonly use in the household, televisions, etc. That's one part. So the overall tax burden on the economy and particularly on consumers, because these are all final consumer products, has come down. The second good reason I would call it revolutionary is because of the drop in rates, it is generally expected that compliance by taxpayers would improve and therefore it will have a positive implication for revenue collections. That's an important objective of introducing GST itself. And listeners would recall that when GST was introduced in 2017, one of the things that the country was looking forward to was the uptick in indirect tax revenues. The third reason, I think, is because in the past, there have been many disputes with regard to classification, particularly of goods. Take the instance of food products. There were some food products which were chargeable to a GST rate of 5%. There were some at 18%. There were some at 12%. And because they were similar products, very often there were disputes that taxpayers had to face, resulting in litigation. I would call it loss of resources, both for government and for taxpayers. With broadbanding of rates for many products and removal of inversions, a large number of disputes in GST have got resolved automatically in one stroke. So I think these are three very good reasons why this would be called a revolutionary step. The fourth point that I would like to make is that the drop in rates has gone way beyond what everyone expected. And in fact, it's not just reslotting of goods that were at 12% earlier or 28%. It's also about dropping of some rates from 18 to 5, just so that, you know, the same category of goods gets charged at the same rate.
Taking off from the last point that you mentioned, I also feel that it is going to create easier accessibility of essentials, for example, medicines, to some lower income households. Do you see that as a positive for the economy as a whole?
It's not just medicines. If you talk about healthcare, there has been a reduction in rate of tax also on medical devices, consumables that you use, you know, like dressing gauges, etc. And all forms of medicine, it's not just allopathic medicines, it's not just life-saving drugs. Even the traditional systems of medicine, you know, those products have also seen a drop in rates. So that is one. And the second aspect in which I would like to talk about is education. So also on a whole lot of products which are used by students, also there has been drop in rates. In some cases, there is full exemption. So access both to education, you know, to some extent, bringing down the costs, and definitely to healthcare sector is one of the positive implications of this change.
I think now home appliances, since festive season is also a time when you see lots of households upgrading or going in for newer kinds of appliances. So what is the sentiment in that area like?
You've seen a reduction in home appliances like air conditioners, large televisions, and dishwashers. These are three, you know, that come to mind immediately. The sales that they've already registered during the Navratri season. And please remember that this is only the start of the festive season. You know, Diwali is just around the corner. And then, of course, we would go into the Christmas season later. So this is a very good way to the country to celebrate these festivals. And some of the companies have reported a growth in bookings and sales of as much as 25 to 100%. And when I talk of 100%, one of the companies that has been talked about in the papers today is a manufacturer of small cars. If you recall, also the rate of tax was dropped from 28% to 18%.
Let's quickly listen to one of our businessmen from Bihar.
GST जब से down हुआ है तो बहुत ज्यादा market में लोगों में उमंग आ गया है. Government काफी अच्छा time पे offer दिया है तो कोई customer जो नहीं लेने वाले थे वो भी अब customer आ रहे हैं. Inquiry बहुत ज्यादा बढ़ गया है. पहले से मेरे को लगता है 30-40% customer जो है increase हुए हैं inquiry के लिए और रोज अच्छा खासा customer का भीड़ हो रहा है और अच्छा खासा हम लोग रोज delivery भी दे रहे हैं गाड़ी की. धनतेरस का भी booking हो रही है और जीएसटी के बाद हम लोग अभी तक लगभग 150 गाड़ी अभी तक डिलीवरी दे दी है. मध्य वर्ग के लोग ज्यादा आ रहे हैं क्योंकि जो पहले सोच रहे थे कि गाड़ी नहीं लेंगे लेकिन अब वो प्लान कर रहे हैं गाड़ी लेने का. तो क्योंकि वो बजट है अच्छा खासा डिस्काउंट हुआ है. पहले से गाड़ी में 7,000 से लेकर 15,000 हमारे होंडा के प्रोडक्ट में डिस्काउंट हुआ है गाड़ी में.
There might be an increase in the usage of credit card in this festive season, right? Since everything is becoming slightly more accessible. So could you give us an insight on that?
The government has been actively promoting the use of digital payment methods, whether it's credit cards or it's UPI. And definitely some of the expensive items, particularly maybe automobiles, maybe consumer durables, I'm sure a large number of consumers would make use of credit cards and digital means of payment. So that is another spin-off of this boost in consumption that the drop in GST rates is going to provide.
Absolutely. And another thing, so, you know, this happens to be a nationwide movement, if I can call it that. What about those consumers who feel like they are not being able to take advantage of these tax reforms or they are not being able to take full benefit of this GST Bachat Utsav? Are there any ways or means for them to get involved?
That's an important question, and I think your listeners would already be aware, but I think it's worthwhile mentioning that apart from all the advertisements that the government itself has been putting out from time to time, very clearly spelling out products and, you know, the exact reduction in the rates of tax on those products, we've seen a large number of those advertisements appear in the print media and electronic media. Apart from that, what the government has done is to activate the National Consumer Helpline under the Ministry of Consumer Affairs. They have, you know, around-the-clock phone number which consumers can dial into and lodge complaints if they feel that the benefit of some reduction which they may have read about or which they're aware of has not actually been passed on to them in the form of reduced prices. These complaints are being looked into by the government, and industry associations are being consulted from time to time based on complaints that the helpline is receiving. The government is analyzing them and talking to industry associations to make sure that the benefit actually reaches the consumer. So I think consumers would be encouraged and would be well advised to make use of this facility if they have any concerns.
For sure. I think that's a very important piece of information. And that also brings me to a few more sectors which have benefited greatly because of these reforms. One would be the agriculture sector, would be the MSMEs and trading sector. So quickly, your thoughts on these sectors, how have they benefited or how do they stand to benefit with this 100-day tax regime?
On agriculture, there's a full package as I see it. So first of all, a whole lot of agricultural implements, agricultural machinery have witnessed a drop in rates of GST and quite a substantial drop, many of them from 12 to 5, some from 18 to 5. So the rate of tax on all such equipment and implements has been unified at 5%. Other than that, one of the major problems which is related to agriculture was with regard to fertilizer. And fertilizer sector suffered from what we call the inverted duty structure because the rate of tax on some of the inputs, major inputs that fertilizer manufacturers were using was higher compared to the rate of tax on fertilizers, which have been at 5% concessional rate already. So in this round of reform, the government has unified the rates on the major inputs going into fertilizers, for example, sulfuric acid, nitric acid, ammonia. That has been dropped to 5% and brought at par with fertilizers. Also, biopesticides, micronutrients, tractors and parts of tractors, they've all been unified at 5%. So I think this is an entire package which has been conceived for the agriculture sector. As far as MSMEs are concerned, there are two or three sectors where MSME presence is very large. One, of course, is ready-made garments. So to begin with, let me also tell you that in the textile sector, there was an inversion in the rate structure, which was causing some sort of a disability, because in the case of man-made or synthetic textiles, which is polyester, nylon, etc., the rate of tax on fiber and yarn was much higher than what was applicable to downstream products like fabric and ready-made garments. Now, this was creating a disability in the economy compared to cotton. So what has happened in this round of changes is that the rate on cotton, man-made and synthetic fiber has all been equalized at 5%. So that's a disability that has been removed. Secondly, in the case of ready-made garments, there was a value threshold of 1,000 rupees per piece of retail sale price, below which a lower rate of 5% was applicable, and above that, a higher rate of 12% was applicable. Now, that threshold has been raised to 2,500 per piece. So any ready-made garment which has a retail sale price of 2,500 or below will attract a lower GST rate of 5%. A similar thing has happened for footwear. So like ready-made garments, there was a difference in rate of tax applicable to footwear made out of leather or any other plastic footwear also, based on a value threshold. Likewise, in leather and handicraft, there has been a relief in terms of the raw materials that are used by these sectors. All kinds of leather has been brought to 5%, and all handicrafts have been reduced to 5%. This lowering of the tax rate will definitely give them a big fillip.
I'm sure, and I think, you know, it also increases the possibility of making larger profits, especially during the festive season. And now let's listen to Karnataka. People there have to say about these GST reforms.
Finance Minister, for reducing this GST from 20 to 18% and most of the categories which has been reduced. Due to that, there is a lot of inflow of the customer, hence our business is growing, and also our suppliers from various states, they have also reduced their prices and asked. And we also urge to everyone that this benefit should be passed on to our customers so that people should realize ki what Modi government has done.
So before we sign off, Mr. Jhawar, your thoughts on how this scheme is also appealing to the Atmanirbhar Bharat campaign to buy local and to sell local.
It's going to have a chain reaction and it's going to have a multiplier effect on the economy. So once, because of the lowering of tax rates, there's an increase in consumption, as we've already seen of companies announcing that they've seen a huge increase in bookings and sales during the Navratri period. So this boost in consumption is obviously going to translate into enhanced capacity in some of these sectors, and which would mean new investments coming in and expansion. Also, the reduction which has been made specifically for export-led sectors like ready-made garments, leather, and you know handicraft. I think there would be, because of the headwinds that they're facing in some of the global markets like the US, there would be a fillip in greater consumption of these items domestically.
Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us on the recent GST reform.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on GST Bachat Utsav, tax benefits in the festive season. The participants were Vivek Jhawar, former chairperson, CBIC, and Niharika Bhuvania, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com. or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.